Blog Talk Radio.
This is Lord Dooney at the LC Studios here in the city of Plano, Texas. We're going to start with our actually morning prayer this morning. Like I say, my assignment this morning, getting ready to go to the work of the kingdom of God. We're going to read the book of Acts, chapter 9, which things about Paul and Silas, and some of the things Joseph had to do in a similar dream, and some of the things also Cornelius received in a similar dream. But we need just a little bit ourselves here, just a little bit. We're going to get into that word. We're going to hear what the word of God is speaking that's coming from the kingdom of God. For those who want to call into the station, can do 515-603-9738. It'll get you right there on the program. Any questions, just push your number one button when you actually dial, and it'll get you right into the studio. And only other than that, just listen in. I think it's going to be a great show this morning. Going to bring some stuff to you that can really kind of, you know, look at your vision of where you are in Christ, and how he pulls you in position to do the work you called him to do, called you to do. So, Father God, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you for this time, this moment here with you at HNLC Studios as we go into our prayer this morning. Father God, let the word be solidified through the Spirit. Believe as we speak, Father God, we will know and understand and realize the work that you've got before us, Father God, is really more than what we could see. Father God, give us visions and dreams and our sleeps, Father God. Let us pray that we receive the revelation of the womanness from you as these men have done. And we will continue to go out in the earth and be all you declared us to be. Father God, we thank you. We bless you for this day that we woke up and saw or seen you. And we thank you, Father God, for giving us the opportunity to land and live it, most of all. It's just a pleasure to be in your presence, Father God, knowing all the things that's going on around us. But you yet still will take care of us. You said you will never leave, you will never forsake us, and you will be with us until the end. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for giving me such extraordinary work as I go forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, Lord, amen. Let's look at this word over here in the book of Acts. Going to go to the book of Acts, going to check something. Let's go over to the book of Acts, chapter 9. We're going to take our time and look at some things right here. Just see what's going on with Paul and Silas. You know, over in that particular 16th verse over in the book of Acts, and that particular, let's look at that 7th chapter, Acts 7th verse in the 16th chapter. After they were coming to Massa in and they said they arrayed, and they went over into Bethany. And the Spirit of the Lord suffered them not. Now, they was actually getting ready to move. Now, listen to how he says this. He says, after they came over from another mission over in Massa, and they said they was actually assorted to go over to Bethany. But the Holy Spirit suffered them not. Now, this is amazing. We understand the gospel when it's really done by God. When he really intervenes and tell you what you have to do. And the word of God speaks about how we as man and woman, God, should lean to our own understanding, but acknowledge God in all this way. Paul receives a vision over here. Let's go down to this particular 8th verse. And they passed through Mysia, and they came to Tora. And they say, and they appeared to Paul at night, probably at midnight, more likely at midnight. There stood a man from Macedonia, and he prayed to him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help. Now, when we think about this story, this man stood afar off in appearance. Now, Paul was probably wondering, who is this cat? I couldn't recognize what he are, but some of the scripture breakdowns say Paul recognized him from his clothes that he wore, that he possibly was a man from Macedonia, and that was an angel that was interceding for Macedonia. Now, Macedonia, most of I know, is a very, it was a very kind of a strict country over there, a lot of different politicians and things that's going on, but this man called out. He said, we need help over in Macedonia. Now, the Word of God goes and says down some of the breakdowns. Paul is rather, he didn't have any respect whether it was a dream or maybe it was a repetition or made by his sense of being awake. You know, sometimes you'd be kind of in sleep, out of sleep. You don't know if you really saw it or not. Paul said whatever sense of it made of it. The man's voice made sense over here to come over in Macedonia. Now, we see the same situation that takes place in the Bible over in the book of Matthew 12. You know, that the time of birth of Jesus Christ, you know, Joseph was given a dream. The Word of God talks about how Joseph got that dream over in the book of Matthew 2:12, that he had a warning by God. And in that warning, in the dream, it was told to Herod the Mega, you know, he was trying to search and kill the child, to get up and pack and get out of there, because Herod is trying to kill the baby. So we got to look at some things, that when Christ shows us stuff, it's always more than what we can see. He said, and it's supposed that there was some kind of a guardian angel that came over. These particular angels, you talk about the angels in the earth, and you talk about how you get visions and dreams. These particular angels in Macedonia, the angel that visited Joseph, you were talking about the angel that visited Daniel. You know, we talk about the process, how the angels always intervene when God really wanted to get the work done through you. Some people don't understand the importance of angels, but they're there to intercede and guide you in the right direction, especially when God has planned for your life. This is why the Word of God tells us, lean not to your own, but acknowledge God in every way, and he'll direct your path. When you come into the presence of the power of God, he will send a rescuer there in a vision or in a dream to show you things that you need to know. Sometimes the person right in the church will tell you, the Lord told me to tell you, and then you go home and pray about it. And you say, that's it. Then you move on it. You don't slouch and wait on it and feel like that person not anointed enough to make you go in that right direction. What you do, you take that word and you pray for it. The angel came before these particular men. He dealt with Joseph in the same way. He dealt with Paul in the same way. Also, he dealt with Cornelius. If you read the story about Cornelius over in Acts chapter 10, they say around the ninth hour, I believe in the book of Cornelius, Acts chapter 3, dealing with Cornelius, the ninth hour of the same day, he clearly saw a vision. The angel of God who had came to him and ask Cornelius, you know, your prayers has come up before me. Most of y'all know the story over in the book of Acts chapter 10. He said, your prayers has come up from up to me. So these illustrations about angels deal with the process of Joseph getting a warning about him and his baby, Mary having to leave out of the town, to flee there, because Herod was out to kill the baby. We see the process over in Acts chapter 10. We see the guardian angel looks over them in Macedonia. You see the process of Cornelius seeing the engrafted word also about how his prayers has came up before them. And you see similar verses in the Bible, even when God goes and sends Moses to get them out of Egypt. He said, for the prayers of the people have come up before me. So one thing about when you pray, God hears your prayer. He wouldn't answer it like that in the Bible. So prayer is a very specific thing and a very thing that we need to do on earth. If you don't know how to pray, then you ask God, teach me how to pray, Lord, that I may come closer to you and understand what is your will that you want me to do here on earth. As we go down here and look at this particular area, in the book of Acts chapter 16 and 9 verse, he said, in a vision appeared to Paul in the night. That stood a man from Macedonia, as we said before. He didn't really know the appearance of the man based on what his clothes and his language, but Macedonia was a very... it's a very hard country, you know, to say over there. You read a lot of notes on there. They went to preach the gospel over in that northeastern area over in Macedonia. And they say Paul and Silas came carefully into that area. But when you read about a little bit about they came to preach the gospel over there, they said this particular place was exclusive pagan land. It was exclusive pagan land, armed with all kind of different dangers and trials. No doubt that there was all kind of different pagans, worshipers over there. And they say, but Paul and them heard the word of the angel. And think about this. Even though they knew it was dangerous over there, they took the task because they heard God tell them to go. Whenever God tells you to do a work, whenever you hear from the Holy Spirit on doing a work, you don't second guess it. You make sure you hear from God the right way and you take off. You don't delay too long, whether you think you heard God or not. You go on your knees and make sure it was God that told you what you need to do. The Word of God said, notwithstanding their calling, in that work what they were done, in spite of the angel, the danger, they went on ahead, Paul and Simon, and wouldn't do what they were designed to do in the preach the gospel. It's the same thing out here in the world. When we go out and minister the gospel to people, we can't worry about the places we need to go. The Bible said, go ye out to all the land and proclaim the gospel. speak to those, you know, do songs and hymns. That those know about the goodness of the coming of God, rather than living an everyday miserable life that they're living. Y'all hear? You can't do things in a negative way and then expect to get away with it. That you can't do. God is coming down on the wrath of all those who walk in that area and mind of disobedience and vengeance in their heart. You can't do that. You got to be able to walk right with Christ. The word of God comes over here and speaks over here in this other part of this particular verse, and it speaks a very strong word that that they went into this particular area, and that they went into this particular region. The man preached, they preached the gospel there, but the man that called them over there actually called them in such a way that they really needed the help that they needed. Somebody really needs help, and God sends you somebody to help that individual. Don't hesitate, whether it be a God. You get on you ask God, is this something you want me to do? Don't run across a man and ask him. Ask somebody good decisions you got to do, or tell him you're going over there and pray for you. But you go and do what God called you to do. He said, in help. This is the preaching of the gospel. The word he uses, help. The help come over and preach the preaching of the gospel in this particular part of the country. Because it's a very expensive pagan land. And sometimes God sends you in the most negative places to do the word of God. Even when you don't think that these pagans are around you, they're right among you. So what you have to do is go on over and do what God's calling you to do. And he already going to make the way for you to get over there. The Bible says Paul and Silas went over there with the intention of knowing that when Christ called them over there, they knew who it was that called them. When you're going and doing the work of the kingdom of God, it ain't going to call you to the most exclusive places all the time.